Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kitsch here this afternoon solo, and here in Dubai, being the start of February, it's very much event season, and one of the best clubs you can get to is Barasti Beach, who are going to be having DJ Alan Walker headlining on Saturday the 2nd of March. He is an unbelievable DJ, millions of followers, in fact 8.7 billion YouTube views, and he's going to be down here to speak more about this event and all the other major events that are happening. We are joined by the operations manager from the Barasti Beach Club, Gaurav Sharma. Gaurav, thanks very much for coming back into the studio.
Pleasure is all mine.
We were just discussing this time of year just how busy it is when you're running a beach club like Barasti, just the amount of work that's involved and the amount of, you know, skill that's required to remain competitive. And here you are, I guess, a legacy club in Dubai over the last so many years.
Absolutely. I think Barasti opened almost 25 years back, and it's one of the biggest beach clubs. I'm sure everyone in Dubai have been to Barasti at one point of time in their life. It's from starting till the sea, it's like almost a half a kilometer walk, and then managing, it's like a mammoth task. And now arranging the big concerts like Alan Walker on the 2nd of March is always a pleasure to have these big guys coming back here.
Yeah. As a legacy club, one of the great things that you can have is when people go there, they can say, I used to come here when this was just sand.
Absolutely.
This was when the car park was, and now it's building like Dubai is. But one of the big events, Saturday the 2nd of March, how are you able to secure getting Alan Walker?
So first of all, there are a lot of planning, and it's not only the one-man show, it's a whole team which is involved in that. You need to reach out to the Alan Walker management. Somebody needs to book them. The contractual process, what goes on. So that is the first and foremost thing. Then at the back end, you have to make sure your AV in plan according to a big stars, because they will just not come where your residence DJ's place.
Yeah.
And the ticketing, how is it going to be? So you have a lot of players involved in that. How's your entry exit is going to be? How will you sell your ticket? And most importantly, your social media marketing strategy, how will you actually sell the tickets? So all these things are there to plan from the day one. And then slowly you move on towards that. You announce it here, and then you invite us here to talk about it as one of the...
Well, I'm fascinated by the business side of it, Gaurav, because every single person I speak to in events or concerts or cricket match always have a frustration that people in Dubai don't buy their tickets until 45 minutes before the event starts. Do you find that to be one of the biggest challenges, that you can announce this and a week out people haven't bought tickets, and then a day before it's suddenly sold out?
Definitely. It always happens. And then it's not only us. I think all the big events in Dubai face that, and not only because people don't want to do that, but there are a lot of options in Dubai, and then people want the value for money. People wait till last moment because they might find something better than the thing what they are planning to. But if your event is very well planned and you know how to sell to your people, to your target clientele, I'm sure you will get sell good amount of tickets before that. And yes, you always have people who will come at the end or at the door who wants to buy tickets. That is the deal of this game.
So this is great for Barasti, but we should reinforce that Barasti's not moving away and just being a DJ club. You are still very much a sports bar and a place to watch football, and you had the kickoff brunch, which started on Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely. So yesterday we had one of the very first kickoff brunch. The whole concept is now we have a huge sports fan following for our patrons. We want the people they have seen on the screen, bring them back to our sports bar, and they can have this talk about what actually goes on in a sports star head. So they can ask them the questions, they can have the answers from him directly. And yesterday was very intimate one. We had Mikhail Sylvester, who used to play for Manchester United, and we had a good crowd of 100 people at least asking him about every questions. I mean, one of the very funny questions I remember is somebody asked him, "Do you want to go to play in Saudi?"
And the response?
Oh, of course, yes, for good money.
Yeah, the money's there, you'll go. So that's a great way. You can go down there, enjoy the sunshine, the weather's perfect, and then you're getting an opportunity to do that, and then it leads into the Premier League match. I think it was Everton-Tottenham on Saturday afternoon, following on. So that's going to be twice a month you're doing that?
Absolutely. So twice a month, how will plan it? The first Saturday and the ending Saturdays, we will have these big stars. We are already planning for our next one. So you will get the...
Who are you having? Who can you reveal?
Not yet.
You're still in negotiations? Yeah,
absolutely. So we have 2-3 big stars, and then we'll very soon reveal one of them.
But with Barasti, it's a great club to get to, whether, you know, you're watching the football and you're good on the Premier League. You're also looking ahead. You're great with the rugby and the Six Nations. But people are already asking me here in February, where are you going to be watching the Euros? The Euros this year, certainly, and you're doing your calendar 12 months out, it's got to be one of the biggest ones you're looking at.
Absolutely. So Euro is definitely going to be in Barasti. If somebody remember, we built this whole huge AC tent in the sports bar area. So that is going to come back. So it's going to be dome there again. So you can come back and watch a match. What we are planning is right now it's a 2-level. So we can increase the capacity and then people can come in. So that is what we are planning, and then Euro is definitely going to be one of the highlights at Barasti.
You, as we said, you've got this legacy of 25 years, but the nature of every suburb in Dubai is consistently changing and evolving. How are you changing by trying to factor into, certainly around the marina, there's more and more like existing people that are moving out into the suburbs, you're getting more people that are fresh into the country that have got units. How do you try and attract new people that are maybe moving into the marina to try and, you know, get them into Barasti?
So as you rightly said, there is a huge competition. One of the main reasons is the way Dubai has been developing its beachfronts. So you have newer and newer places. To keep Barasti as a legacy venue still relevant, we not only have a one thing going on. So as you mentioned, we have got a sports bar, we got an upscale dining restaurant, we got a beach. So not only you come here for a relaxation, you come here for a DJ events in the evening, you got a big concerts going on, you got your favorite sports going on, you got favorite food being served in Barasti. So it has everything for everyone.
Yeah, I've been going there recently, and the weather is perfect just to sit there in the afternoon and have a meal.
Keeping my fingers crossed, this year the weather has been amazing.
It has been absolutely incredible. I was out at the cricket last night thinking, we've got to be out every night of the week.
Yeah.
This weather is just ideal. So one of the big events, I mean, you've got events happening all the time, but one of the biggest is obviously the DJ, Alan Walker. He's going to be here on Saturday, the 2nd of March. If people want to get tickets already, platinumlist.net, that's where we've got to head to.
Absolutely.
And get them early. That's always the tip, isn't it?
Yes. So you got early bird tickets right now, which will be sold out very soon. So it's better you buy early bird tickets, otherwise the prices are going to go high.
And that's going to be the area, not the top level. He's going to be downstairs, more on the beachfront.
Yes.
Yeah. For a great afternoon. The song Faded is huge. It's had billions of hits on YouTube. And if you want to be a part of it, platinumlist.net. That's where you get tickets for DJ Alan Walker. He's there on the 2nd of March. But then there's also the kickoff brunch, which is happening, twice a month?
Twice a month, every Saturday.
Saturday afternoon, a great way to kick off the football into the evening.
Absolutely.
Gaurav Sharma, the operations manager for Barasti Beach. Always a pleasure having you in.
Pleasure is all mine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you down at Barasti. 0586861003.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.